Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
Suburban Survivor, Illawarra, Jade and Damien. We need a winner, Suburban Survivor. Champion of champions, who's gonna take the win? Most likely Damien.
Oh. What?
What?
Yes.
Who wrote this?
This is the thing. Look, you have the option of making the jingles, right? You know, but if you ask me to make the jingle, I'm making it for me, okay? Suburban Survivor, cute. Who's going to win it? Most likely Damien.
Oh, that is cute. Well, look, you know
Let's just wind things back a little bit. Wind things back a little bit. This all kind of blew up yesterday on the show after another compelling round of Wave FM's verbal ping pong, and it degenerated to this.
You whinge. Like, you whinge about stuff. Like, you're on the, oh, it's the suburbs of the Illawarra. How am I going to know that? I don't know. You've only lived here for 2 years.
You know, only 2 years. Yeah. Wait, are you don't have it anymore because you're lost.
You guys have been whinging and bickering and
mutt. That's our Irish impersonation.
I sound like Fozzie off the Muppets.
Look, so we've come up with this thing that's going to decide this once and for all. You guys are so damn competitive. You fight over verbal ping pong, pick the variety of games that we play. Dead guy in the envelope. So Suburban Survivor, today is the day. You want me to run through the rules?
All right,
please. Go on,
remind us.
We did have the coin toss yesterday, and it's, Damo first cab off the rank. This morning, you will be blindfolded and driven a minimum of 9.65 kilometres from the radio station and dropped into Illawarra suburbia.
Oh, all right. Okay.
You can walk, run, hitchhike, choose another mode of transport, but you've got to get back to the radio station ASAP because the stopwatch will be running.
Okay.
Now, you must talk to a minimum of 3 locals.
Uh-huh.
You must hitchhike at least once.
Yeah.
But travel no more than 2 kilometres in each car that you hitch with, okay?
Okay. All right.
And you must travel 2 kilometres at least once using some other mode of transport. Now, we'll leave that up to you.
I think we don't have to travel 2Ks. Remember we said, because if you take someone's bike, you'll be driving it for 2 kilometres and leaving it on the side of the road.
That is right, actually. Yeah. That is right.
So we do have to use another mode of transport, though.
Yeah, but that could be a bus. That could be a train.
Yes.
That could be a
skateboard.
Yeah, it could be a skateboard.
I think you mentioned an e-bike.
No, that's still a car.
Yes, it's still another mode of transport. I've been thinking about this overnight. I can call an Uber. I can't call an Uber.
No, you can't go.
We don't have our phone.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Oh.
No sat nav, no smartphone.
Jeez. Okay.
You will be hooked up to the radio station via a technical term that we use called a tie line.
Yep.
It's just a direct communication between the studio and your good self.
So no phone at all.
That is
no you phone. Cannot phone a friend.
Yeah.
You guys are my friends.
No, we're not.
Can't you guys help me out along
not
the way?
Today. Not right. today, we're not.
Oh, now, wow. The stopwatch will start when you remove the blindfold at the said location, at the drop-off point, and the stopwatch will stop when you re-enter the studio.
Oh, so you get in this room.
All
if
right.
Jay
will put a barricade at the front door. Just get me out the building and don't let me in.
I'm going to change the locks between now and when you get back.
Oh, Jay, just putting it out there too. We knock off at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right.
No. I mean, how long would it take you to walk? Okay, to walk 10Ks.
I don't know.
It'd be a long time, wouldn't it? It'd be, geez. Well, I suppose that'd be an hour and a half, wouldn't it?
You should make it back by 9 o'clock.
I'd like to think so.
I reckon if you walked it, you'd do it in a bit over an hour. Yeah.
But I can't walk. I've got to use another mode of transport.
You want to get back here as quick as you can, my friend.
So I've got to make it all the way from Minamura. Is it Minamura? I've got to make it all the way from Jamboree. Come on, guys, give us a hint. You already know where I'm going, don't you?
Mate, you're from the north of the Illawarra. There are some other suburbs north of Warrawong.
Now I know what you're going to do. You're going to send me to Kiama or something.
Bomaderry's nice this time of year.
Oops.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is Onondera. Have you been there?
Yeah, Onondera, okay.
All right. This starts straight after 7 o'clock, okay? So don't miss it, Illawarra.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien he's been taken to an undisclosed location. It's about 96.5 metres. No, 9.65 kilometres. So what's that in metres? I don't know.
It's rounded up to about 10,000 metres.
Yeah, that's about
9,650.
That's right. Thanks, Damien, for that. Look, even blindfolded, you're smarter than me.
Yeah. But, so, look, sick of the bickering, sick of the whinging and moaning between you two when you have these games in the morning like yesterday. Just crazy with verbal ping pong. So, look, this is what we're doing. We're going to decide it this way. Damien this morning will need to work his way back to the radio station. I think we've got Damien on the line right now. So any sense at all of where you're headed in the Illawarra, mate?
You know what? I haven't a clue. As we were driving off, Barry, who's driving here, took a wrong turn. I was mentally kind of, you know, taking the journey with him. And then he had to do a U-turn. And I have no idea where I'm going. And it feels like miles away, like really more than the 96,000 miles that you said, Jade.
Anyway, we will be catching up with you after this song, and hopefully you'll be in location then. And then we can actually do the big reveal, and then you got to race your little heart out to get back here.
Yeah, so Illawarra, keep an eye out for Damien.
I feel sick with this mask on.
Oh, well. That's just all part of the... It's not called Suburban Survivor for nothing, mate. It's not meant to be easy. All right, princess?
All right, Illawarra, keep an eye out for Damien on the streets of the Illawarra. He will be dropped at his location and that face mask removed, I would say, in less than 10 minutes.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade, I am with the wonderful and lovely Tammy. Tammy was on her way to work. Tammy, say hello to the Illawarra.
Hi.
Hi, Tammy. Now, did Tammy, she heard that you needed to get a lift and she actually made a detour to pick her up, or did you jump in front of the car?
You know what? I waved at the car, but Tammy was listening to the radio at the time and she screeched the brakes. I think she did a donut. I got to say, she's flying it. She's clearly on Team Damien here.
Oh, well,
she's with me all the way.
Excellent. Well, that's good. But remember, she's not with you all the way. She's only with you for a maximum of 2 kilometres, because once you hit the 2Ks, you have to get out of the car.
Well, we are coming up. We got the lake on the left-hand side, and we're... she's dumping me now. She's throwing me out at Mackenzie Street Shops. There's a chemist and the... actually, there's a cafe. Maybe I can get a coffee.
Is there a cafe? No, you need to stop and get a coffee. If they're open, you need to stop and get a coffee.
Can I get a coffee?
Yes.
I will get a coffee. All right. I didn't know that was an option.
No, what is that?
Tammy, do you want a coffee?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
So,
okay, well,
Damien, just check with...
throw me out.
Get out.
Just check with Tam before you go. What suburb are you in? You're at Mackenzie Street near the shops.
So Tammy, what suburb are we now in? So
Mount Warrigal.
Oh, Mount Warrigal.
Okay, so you've
Mount Warrigal.
Travelled from where? Oak Flats
to Mount Warrigal.
Oak Flats to Mount Warrigal.
In like 15 minutes, that's pretty good.
Yeah, you're travelling okay. Yeah.
You're doing good, but you need to have a little pit stop. Get a coffee, mate. You need it's a caffeine fix.
Okay, so if you're in the area and you want to pick Damien up and travel with him, or give him a bit of a lift for no more than 2Ks towards Warrawong, feel free. If you've got a skateboard handy, he might want to borrow that off
you. Yes.
It is Wave FM's Suburban Survivor with Jade and Damien. We'll check back in on Damo's progress in minutes.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien and I are on a mission to go to get dropped in an undisclosed location and to get back to the station as soon as we can. Now, Damien has just walked over the Wingdane Bridge, or he got dropped off just over the Wingdane Bridge.
Yeah, so we thumbed a bit of a lift there from the PCYC and to Wingdane Bridge. So that's smack bang on our 2K limit per hitch.
Yeah, but I feel like he's making it back too quick, so I've thrown a little spanner in the works.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, it is hungry work.
Yeah.
Exercising and running to the station from 9.65 kilometres away. So I thought, you know what? You need to get some sustenance. And what better place to do that than at Odang Cafe on Wingdang Road there. So, Damien, just pop inside. Please pop inside, because I can see you via camera. You've just passed, return, go back. Yep, there you go. Oh, there you go. That's for you, Damien.
He's just dropped out.
Oh, I can't even hear him. I can see him, though, and he's got a hamburger.
Oh, he's got it.
I organised for him to get a bacon and egg roll from the guys at Odang, so he has to eat that before he can go any further. So he's got to eat the bacon and egg roll, and then he once he's finished, he's got to eat it in its entirety, then he can keep going.
Okay. All right. Well, we just seem to have lost comms with Wingdang right now.
Espresso.
Just go, oh, okay, no, you got... We got Odang on the phone there
right,
now.
Oh, right, okay. Well,
they're serving up his role.
Looks good too.
So we do need to check in with Damo straight after 8 o'clock because I'm getting a little bit concerned. He's had a couple of lifts now from people, which is fantastic, and that's all part of the rules. But he's in Windang and he's got to make it to Warrawong. There is one key thing that he hasn't put into play as yet, and that is a different mode of transport.
That's right. It's the alternative mode of transport. I don't know whether I want to remind him, because if he doesn't do it, he'll be disqualified. Yeah. Oh, wait, we've got him back now. I can hear the streets of Windang. Are you there, mate?
Okay.
Yes.
I'm in Odang, and I see what you did. I'm walking by. There is a fantastic bacon egg rolls just sitting here for me. Thank you very much. This feels like a way... this is tactical, isn't it? I didn't know that we could have tactical techniques to slow someone's progress. I will remember this tomorrow, Jane.
Well, look, there were no rules that said we couldn't. So you enjoy your bacon and egg roll. They're delicious from Odang. And you can't move until you've finished it all.
So stay there. Oh, okay. Stay there. Enjoy that.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Okay, this morning has been absolutely epic. As in an effort to find out who is the best, the grand poobah of Jade and Damien, we dropped Damo this morning around about 9.65 kilometres from the radio station. Turned out to be Moore Street near the dog park there in Oak Flats.
Yes.
And what a journey it's been, Jade.
That's right. So he's had to get back to the station as quick as he can. He can get lifts off people but can't go any more than 2Ks. And he can run, walk and has to use another mode of transport. Now, he stopped off and got a coffee. We made him stop at Odane to have a bacon egg roll for brekkie because we don't want him to faint. It's at OH&S.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now he's on the mode of transport. Damien, where are you and what are you driving right now?
All right, so I managed to get a mobility scooter from Country Care, and I am currently flying along the main road on my mobility scooter, and I'm currently clocking 15 k's per hour.
You're on fire.
I'm passing KFC. I'm in Warrawong now. I am just up the road from the radio station. Uh-huh. BCF. There's a... All right. Where am I? Actually, I'm feeling like... All right. Oh, I got to stop the traffic. All right.
You're going pretty quick, actually. Those mobility scooters, they go quick. So you're only a couple of hundred metres from the radio station.
I'm passing fantastic furniture right now. Up ahead, we've got 40 wings. I still can't see the sign for the radio station, but things are looking good, guys.
You've left Lydia, who's doing the camera work. She's in the dust. She's like right back. I can't
Come
even
on,
see.
Lydia.
Can't even see Damien anymore. Oh, yeah, there he All goes. Right. Oh, well, that's it. Like, he's got his extra mode of transport that he needed, and he'll be a couple of minutes away from getting to the station.
So you're about an hour 21 at this point, so you're making pretty good time. Hustle, 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 Damo. We'll see you back here shortly.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Urban survivor, Illawarra, Jade and Damien. We need a winner, suburban survivor, champion of champions. Who's going to take the win? Most likely Damien.
Okay, this has all kicked off this week because of Jade and Damien just bickering like a couple of
That's right.
Snarky
yeah, we're
teenagers.
So exactly. It's true. And look, Damien's been trying to get back to station. I think he's.
Oh, he's
here.
Oh, here he comes. Damien.
Okay, right. So just to recap, we're very competitive, and every game that we play, it kind of ends in an argument because Damien thinks that I cheat, and he's a very sore loser. And so,
listen, just because I'm out of breath doesn't mean I can't fight back here. I am out of breath, actually.
Yeah. Well, just cool your heels. We'll just get everyone up to speed. Okay. So we said about this thing yesterday. You put it in play to decide once and for all who is the best out of you pair.
That's
okay?
Exactly
so
right.
So Suburban Survivor has been hatched. Damo went first this morning because he won or lost the coin toss, however that works.
That's what happened, yep.
So we dropped you, blindfolded you and dropped you approximately 9.65 kilometres from the radio station. As it turns out, that was Moore Street in Oak Flats. Your journey has been incredible. this morning, young man. You've wound your way through Mount Warrigal. You went to the shops there and had a coffee at Mackenzie Street.
Yeah.
Cruise past the PCYC.
Managed to thumb
a bit of a lift there.
Zoe gave me a lift there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Windang Bridge into Odang Cafe for a nice little feed that Jade organised for
you. I'm trying to help, Damien.
She's saying she tried to give me some sustenance to help me on my journey. I think she was trying to slow me up, but that's okay.
All right. Then it was up through Windang. You called in to Complete Angler to see the boys and the girls there.
Give you a bike. They had kayaks, but no bikes.
They had kayaks and fishing rides, but not a bike inside.
One of the rules was, you could get lifts with people, but no more than 2 kilometres per car. But you also had to adopt another mode of transport. And you thought you had that sorted out, right, when you went to the Port Kembla Golf Club.
The golf club was closed. I was sure I was going to get a golf cart. Yeah. The golf club was closed. There was a gardener who had a little kind of thing for gardening. I thought I'd get on that. No luck. But as luck would have it, a guy was dropping off milk. So I got into his truck.
And you did get the other mode of transport. Last 600 metres, you got here on a mobility scooter.
Very crafty.
And I got to say, that thing can really fly.
Poor Lydia, who's filming this, she's come in and she's got the reddest face at the moment. Sweat's pouring off her. I feel like it was a harder challenge for her than it was for Damien. But we have been doing the stopwatch, and the final time is 1 hour, 27 minutes, 53 seconds.
All right. Can someone take a photograph of that? We got a lawyer in here, because tomorrow when it is Jade's turn to do this, I want absolute proof that is the case. And by the way, I'm organising a 4-course meal for you en route tomorrow, okay?
Can it be a digger station with some mimosas? That'd be lovely.
Yes, I'll organise that.
All right, you can check out Damo's journey, as things kind of unfold on our Facebook page, I'd say later today. But there you go. So
good job, Damien.
Round it up, and 37. So you're under the pump tomorrow. Jade, 7 o'clock tomorrow, you'll be dropped into Illawarra suburbia and you'll have to work your way back.
I will.
But a bit of a tip, it won't be Oak Flats.
That's a shame, because I was thinking I already know the route.
So do I.
Okay, Suburban Survivor from 96.5 Wave FM.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.